have fished there before and got quite a few, and the local fishermen all tell me there's a lot of them there, so this is one of the reasons we went there to get them.
Now, I looked at my Minnesota Book of Fish and by Tom Dixon, and boy, they have dozens and I think over 100 species of native fish to Minnesota. Is a dogfish? I couldn't find a dogfish in it, so is it not a native fish to Minnesota?
Yes, it is, but it's called a bullfin.
Oh.
Bullfin is the actual name. Everybody calls them dogfish.
Now, I know that spot along the Mississippi pretty well, and it doesn't freeze in the winter because the waters from Clay Boswell going in and out of the power plant there keep it a little warm. Is that a spot where they particularly like to gather?
Yeah, we were in there in March, and there was still ice on the a little further out. There was ice, and dogfish kind of like to congregate where there's a little warmer water, and that's why they're in that area that thickly.
So the DNR wanted you to take these fish out, I assume.
Yeah, DNR, we're allowed to take any kind of rough fish, suckers, dogfish, bullheads, whatever. And the local fishermen, everybody says, good, good, you're taking the dogfish out. So that's why we're in there.
Uh-huh. How do you harvest those fish?
We have hoop nets. They're a round trap that any game fish that we get, we can release. And they're small mesh nets so that you don't kill the game fish, and you can dump and you just sort them out. It's the game fish you throw back in, and rough fish we keep.
So the gills don't get caught in a larger mesh. That's why you use that small mesh.
Yes, net. That's right. You use a small mesh so that they don't get caught in their gills.
Well, how long did it take you to get 14,000 pounds of dogfish?
About 2.5 weeks.
And what kind of boat do you harvest them from?
We have a flat-bottom boat, a 16-foot-wide flat-bottom boat that we use most of the time.
And how many trips does it take to get 14,000 pounds of fish?
About 4 or 5 trips. We check the net. According to the law, we have to check the nets twice a week in open water. So we go out there every 2 or 3 days and check the nets and empty out the game fish and sort out the rough fish and put them in holding bags. So when the trucker comes from New York, we load them in the truck then, where we hold them in holding bags until such time.
I've caught a few dogfish on the river around there, and they tend to be kind of big. The ones I've caught, 2 to 4 or 5 pounds. Are these fish pretty big?
The average was about a little over four pounds, 4.5 pounds average, so it's a pretty good average. But some of them were 8, 9 pounders, and of course you get some of them 2 or 3 pounds.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, okay, you've harvested all these fish, and you just mentioned they go to New York?
Yes.
What do they do with those fish?
New Yorkers eat them. They're edible fish. They eat them out in New York. And actually, one of the reasons we were there this year is the price is quite reasonable this year, so we got a pretty good price for them. But we load them on a big semi-truck, and they go there live. So they're live when they hit the New York market.
Can you make some money off this, or do you have to be paid through a contract with the DNR to do this service?
No, we actually buy a license. It's a commercial license in Minnesota, and you buy the license, and then you can fish any place in your area. My area covers all of Itasca County.
Do you do this in just certain times a year, or can you spread it throughout the year?
Well, actually, the commercial season starts the day after Labor Day. So you have the fall season, and then you have the winter season, and you can fish underneath the ice with your nets. And then again in the spring, up until the day before the regular fishing season starts in the spring.
So you can go right up to May 15th?
Yeah, well, May 14th. We have to, like this year, for instance, May 14th, the last day we can fish.
Uh-huh. Well, are you still harvesting dogfish?
Not right now. We're actually harvesting some bullheads.
Okay. When you send these off to market, do you have to separate the species?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we put that.
So what's the market for bullheads like?
This time of year, it's not that good because different commercial fishermen can catch bullheads this time of year, too, and they're we'll have it easy to catch this time of year. And, of course, market price goes way down when there's too many on the market, of course.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of restaurants or fish processors are buying the bullheads?
They go to New York the same way. They go on a live truck to New York, and New Yorkers buy them in the fish markets over there.
Do New Yorkers know something about these fish that we don't?
I'm not sure about that.
Have you ever had a dogfish?
I have never eaten a dogfish myself.
I haven't either.
You know.
My grandfather had one stuffed and hung in his work over his workbench for many, many years. It was rare to catch one in the lake he was on. And,
is that right?
Yeah.
I could tell you a little experience we had with a buffalo fish. A friend of mine, I don't have all the gear I need for fishing buffalo fish, so I had a friend of mine from southern Minnesota come up. And we harvested a fish out of a little split-hand lake several years back. It weighed 65 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
My friend has been fishing for 50 years, and he told me one day, if I ever get a 65-pound... If I ever get a 50-pound buffalo fish, I'm going to get it mounted. So we got the 65-pounder, and then he started scratching his head, should I mount it or shouldn't I mount it? And he eventually did mount it. All right, it's just a beautiful fish.
No kidding.
For buffalo.
So these fish are really lurking in all our lakes, aren't they?
Oh, yes. There's more fish in these lakes than the person realizes, you know.
Oh, boy, no kidding. Okay, now we've got the dogfish, the bullhead, you mentioned one other. The suckers?
Suckers, yeah.
I know a lot of people like to spear suckers this time of year and smoke them. You send those to New York, too?
No, we never shipped it to New York, actually, but there's different markets for them also. This time of year, I try to catch some suckers for the local leech trappers, so they use suckers for bait for trapping leeches.
Really? The sucker meat or the fish itself?
They cut them up into pieces and they put them in their leech traps to catch leeches with.
All right. Well, Armis, this is a side of our livelihood here along the lakes that I've never heard of before, at least to this extent. I have heard of bullheads being harvested for market, but I've never heard of dogfish. Is there any other way you harvest fish from our waters for the market?
Well, buffaloes, we usually seine the buffalo, a big long seine, rather than the hoop nets. Hoop nets we use for dogfish and bullheads, but the buffalo fish, we seine those with a big seine, like 2,000 feet of seine, and pull it through the water and catch them that way. But usually when we harvest buffalo, we sonar for them for sure, make sure they're there before we even go to get them. Because buffalo make a different type of a marking on a graph, so you know they're buffalo fish.
Because they're so big?
Yeah, and they swim differently. See, we use paper graphs to graph the lake for buffalo.
So how did you get into this?
Oh, that's a long story.
Well, we have time.
20-some years ago, I was kind of looking for something to do, and I knew this area was open. There was nobody fishing it, so I decided, why don't I try it, something different. So that's kind of how I got it, and I kind of was looking for something to do anyway. So I thought, well, sounds like an interesting business. So I went through the DNR and got my permits and stuff, and I've been working on it ever since.
Well, I'm so surprised we don't have a market here in Minnesota. Are we fish snobs in terms of what we're willing to eat?
Well, I think that's the problem. But the only fish you can really sell in Minnesota is bullheads. The local, some of the local Legion clubs and VFW clubs have bullhead fish fries, and they serve bullheads. But other than that, there isn't too much of a market in Minnesota. There, you can sell them in some of the. Twin Cities stores have different types of fish, you know, in those areas, but most of it goes to the foreign, to outside markets, like a lot of big cities. We sold them to Indianapolis and Kansas City and places like that also.
Does this require a big investment in equipment?
Not that terribly much, you know. All you need is a boat and motor and a bunch of nets.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you get into it, this, into a little larger scale like seining them, seines are quite expensive, and you need more equipment to do that. This is why when I do that, I usually fish with somebody who's got that equipment. We work on a share basis.
Yeah. I was going to say, how many people work with you?
Normally we have two or three, except when we're loading fish, then we have to have more people to help load the fish on the live trucks.